I be feeling like I don't be popping enough, I be humble. I'ma keep showing my ass if I want it. Hang up the phone on that, block the number. I told you don't play with me, and she be acting funny, probably think I need it. I thought I was faking, she say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taking, I'm ready to mingle. The f*** is you saying, Lin? I do my little dancey dance. I got my pants with bands, quit playing, Lin. And I don't think they talk is cheap, cause now when they talk to me, they paying me.
I probably say the word too much.
I'm a real I don't be giving a Tommy Hilfiger fist with coming up. When you stay down like this, you rock Vinny.
Okay.
He broke his head, put a boot on him. I hit the put out, put a move on him. He wanna be just like baby for real on the low, trying to do what I do, don't.
Yeah.
Just so you prepared, I'ma let you know. They probably told you I'm scared, but I'm ready though.
No.
The industry can't take the hood out of me. About to go get some from a ghetto. They do it nasty. Pull up new whip and it's flashy. Gun on my hip and it's plastic. This the deluxe. I like her, but don't give a rough, I'm a daddy. That's how I live. She told me she wanna have kids. I told her, don't know what that is. That ain't how we speak. I broke her heart in a piece. She probably gonna call Dr. Phil. I be feeling like I don't be popping enough. I be humping. I'm showing my ass if I want it. Hang up the phone on that, block the number. I told you, don't play with me. And she be acting funny. Probably think I need it. I thought I was faking. She say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taking. I'm ready to mingle. The f is you saying, Lin? I always had a thing for ghetto with the Trinas. I'm known to set it off like Queen Latifah. You wanna make billboard, come get a feature. You f with baby Lin. Hot, number one song on the billboard. He still got a glock with him. You ain't gonna never see me hate on no think it's work better. I'm trying to go shop with him. Yeah, what you need, Lin? We having the bags of gas and they moving fast. And you can imagine that on the way. My bro catch the pack like it's mad.
Go!
Having my way with the act. Come on. On the floor with a mattress. They probably saying I'm not on y'all. I feel like, hey, are we talking about practice? I be feeling like I don't be popping enough. I be humble. I'ma keep showing my if I want it.
We talking about
phone on my ass, like the number. I told you don't play with me. She be acting
practice.
Funny, probably thinking need. I thought I was faithful. She say I'm a cheat. They thought I was taken. I'm ready to mingle. The f is you saying, Lin?
You're listening to Clubhouse Radio live from the Casco Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting in Agra, Catskill, and all the way in Hudson. That song that was just playing was Practice by DaBaby. Today we're going to be talking about rappers and what they do with their lyrics and why they chose certain lyrics. So we're going to kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. HudsonValley360.com reports that Catskill, Coxsackie, and Cairo-Durham schools all reported COVID-19 cases in the past week, with Catskill and Cairo-Durham schools halting some in-person learning through December 7th. In all, Greenville Central School District has reported 8 coronavirus cases, and Hunter Tannersville had 3. Cairo-Durham has reported 4 positive tests, although the State Department of Health says there have been 5 cases there. Coxsackie Athens has had 3 cases, and Catskill has reported 4 COVID-19 cases. Windham Ashlyn Jewett has not reported any COVID-19 cases so far. Outside of schools, the Capital Region coronavirus hospitalizations hit a record high December 3rd, and 5 more Albany County residents died from coronavirus. Albany County announced 137 new cases on December 3rd, and Rensselaer County reported a daily record with 72 COVID cases. Columbia County announced 7 new COVID-19 cases December 3rd, and there were 13 more cases announced in Greene County. Dutchess County reported 70 new cases. Ulster County announced 67 more cases on December 3rd and over 1,000 active cases for only the second time. The last time there were this many coronavirus cases in Ulster County was April 26. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan said it is, and I quote, the single worst 48-hour period since the beginning of the pandemic by pretty much all measures, end quote. Winter Walk organizers at Hudson Hall, Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb, and Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson December 3rd announced fireworks plan for Saturday, December 5th have been postponed until 2021. All other activities for Winter Walk will proceed as scheduled, according to a press release. Mabb said, and I quote, fireworks at Winter Walk have always been something that draws people to city streets. The combination of the shops and restaurants being opened, coupled with the fireworks, made us concerned about the prospects of large gatherings of people and the possible spread of COVID-19 in our community. Our department has already seen a bump up in positives as a result of Thanksgiving, end quote. Hudson Hall Executive Director Tamara Dillon expressed respect for the Department of Health's recommendation and affirmed Hudson Hall's willingness to work with the city, and I quote, to ensure the safety of our community, end quote. On December 2nd, MAB condemned the decision to hold the annual gathering, calling it a potential super spreader. MAB said, and I quote, contact tracing would be impossible in this situation. I would really discourage this event from happening, end quote. Winter Walk will go on, including holiday lights, decorated shop windows, Santa's Village, holiday shopping, and more, but without any mass gathering events or street closures. And you can read more at hudsonhall.com. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo, Thursday, December 3rd, signed legislation to ban toxic PFAS compounds from food packaging. The compounds are commonly found in items ranging from pizza boxes to milk cartons and pastry bags, as well as wrappings for meat and fish. The measure was sponsored by Assembly Democrat Patricia Fahey of Albany and Manhattan Democrat State Senator Brad Holyman. PFAS, or perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl chemicals, is a dangerous and cancer-causing class of chemicals. They have drawn public scrutiny in recent years after the chemicals turned up in various municipal water supplies. The so-called forever chemicals come from manufacturing, such as the case in Hoosick Falls, or from firefighting foam used in fire drills in Cairo. They can remain in a person's bloodstream for long periods of time. With the passage of the bill, New York joins Maine and Washington states in banning PFAS from food containers. The bill signing comes on the heels of Cuomo's approval of legislation to ban the incineration of firefighting foam that contains the chemical at the Norlite aggregate plant in Cohoes. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. U.S. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney has been elected to lead the campaign arm of the House Democrats. In choosing the Cold Spring Democrat, the party is turning to a lawmaker elected from a northern suburban district in New York who unseated a Republican in 2012 and has held the seat since. Maloney said in a statement posted to Twitter, and I quote, I am honored and humbled to earn the trust of my colleagues to lead the DNCC at this pivotal moment in history. Now it's time for House Democrats to unite and go forward together. We need a unified front to win in 2022. We will protect this majority for the people, end quote. This year, Republican candidates were able to pick up congressional seats, and the party could face further challenges in the 2022 elections. Maloney is an experienced fundraiser representing a district not far from New York City, home to prominent Democratic donors. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at wgxc.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 4th. Scattered showers ranging from mostly snow this morning to rain this afternoon. No accumulation is expected. Temperatures start out at 40 degrees and rise to 47 by 2 p.m. Rain continues through the night as temperatures fall to 38 at dawn. The rain intensifies tomorrow morning and the thermometer doesn't budge, staying around 38 degrees all day. Rain ends as snow around 7 p.m. Gusty winds reaching 30 miles per hour will be present. Secure lawn items before tomorrow night. Sunday is looking dry with a high of 38. Today's tide schedule is high at 5:18 a.m., low at 11:22 a.m. and high again at 4:59 p.m. Sunset today will be at 4:11 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:05 a.m. Looking way up, we see that yesterday the Chinese lander Chang'e 5 has successfully completed a liftoff from the moon's surface with rock samples due to rendezvous with an orbiter tomorrow to begin its trip home. Solar wind speed is currently 352 kilometers per second at 0.2 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 40. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alfdemar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Here's what we do at the clubhouse. 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 It be fun at the clubhouse. Music stay loud at the clubhouse. Staff be cool at the clubhouse. Not just mine, that's your house. Music program. Clubhouse, got a drum set at the clubhouse, got a piano at the clubhouse, make your own beats at the clubhouse, get on the video at the clubhouse, share your voice at the clubhouse, express yourself at the clubhouse, tracks program at the clubhouse, be yourself at the clubhouse, no judgment at the clubhouse, no drama at the clubhouse, we accept you at the clubhouse.
Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. That was a Clubhouse original theme song by, who was it by again? JW. I see. My bad. The views we express on Clubhouse Radio may not represent the views and opinions of the Clubhouse parent organization and the Mental Health Association of Columbia Greene. So today, we are here with me, DJ Ricky.
DJ Sean Money.
Any Money,
you know. Okay, so today, first thing on, we're going to be talking about lyrics. So we have a song called Whoopty by an artist named CJ. And they have this thing on Genius. I don't know if you guys heard of it or not, but he, like, basically, they just have rappers sing their songs and then explain the meaning of it. So we have the song. I've watched the Genius, but the Genius isn't blurred out and stuff. So we're going to play this and then here and there, I'll tell you what he means by certain parts. So, yeah.
Happy on the asset social, man. Loyalty over royalty, I know the vibes.
Fuck your cutie beat.
Whoop it. On my side, it's a movie. Blue cheese. I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like loose leaf. Bitten by my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your back, she a groupie, she just all my kids in a two-seat. Swagged out, familiar, we bringing them gas out. I still got some racks stuffed in the trap house. Off the 42, I'm back out.
So, I don't know if you heard it, but he said blue cheese, right? He said, I'm addicted to blue cheese. So, that lyric is him, not like the sauce blue cheese, and that's what I probably thought it was. It's not that. If you ain't noticed, on the new $100 bill, there's this blue line going down like the side of it. So that's what he meant when he said blue cheese. Like, he's addicted to getting blue cheese, basically. Like, money, you know? Okay.
Bullshit, swim back with a full clip. They say I'm moving ruthless, and my shooters, they shooting. I won't say they roof, Chris. I get the breeze, then it's adios. If I'm with your then she give it. When I see police, then we gang low. That's another piece, that's another zone. Ice in the VVs, now she down to get treated. I got all this water on me like Fiji. I'm posted up with hats and the sleazies. Zaza, it goes straight to the m***a. Then I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Open his then he dancing my chata. Zaza, it goes straight to the m***a. Then I'm up in the chopper, hitting the cha-cha. Then I'm open his then he dancing my chata. Whooped it, on my side of some movie. Blue cheese, I swear I'm addicted to blue cheese. I gotta stick to this paper like blue sleep. I'm about my chicken like it's a two-piece. You can have your back to your groupie. She just kids in a two-seat, swagged out, familiar, we bringing them gas out, I still got some racks stuffed in the trap house, off the 42, I'm blowing her out, bullshit, swim back with a full clip, they say I'm moving ruthless, and my shooters, they shooting, I won't say they roof, Chris.
Okay, so, basically, when he said, what's it called? Rwanda real quick. Alright, never mind. So there's this lyric where he said, for Millie, we bringing the gas out, right? So Millie was one of his friends that had died, right? So when he said, for Millie, we bringing the gas, he basically said, like, they going crazy for him. And they say he was going to hit a Millie for Millie, and his song has about 8 million views right now on YouTube. So, he did hit a Millie for Millie. Yo, Sha. You feel the song? Like, you mess with it? Question mark? You mess with the, whoopty?
Yeah.
Where? Alright. Money. One of our, guests kind of had to step out, but, basically, now we just gonna
vibe out.
No, we're not. No, we're not. we have mad time left.
Dead vibe out.
Okay, we could just vibe out, basically. I forgot. So December 2nd, right? That was Juice WRLD's birthday. So we kind of, you know, figured since there wasn't a radio show on Wednesday, we was gonna pay him some tribute today and play one of his songs. Happy belated birthday.
No cap.
Yeah.
Lighter. Nah, in the room. You work numbers, work wonders. You didn't woke me up from my eternal slumber. I'm the lightning, you're the thunder. There's a difference between I need you and I want you. Girl, I need you. Good sex, let the conversations get a little deeper. Tell me your darkest secrets that you wouldn't even tell Jesus. My karma been tweaking so much I don't even believe in karma. But you give me a reason to thank God for all these recent falls. Percocet 38, I've been getting off. I didn't chilled out on the drugs since you've been involved. Suck it like it's law. Speak me like it's law. No protection on my heart, that damn it, I'm gonna hit it raw. Traumatized from my past, yeah, I keep it low. In my mind, in my head, where that shit belong. They say you after my bread, shit, I hope they wrong. You already ran up the bands, we got half a ball. Hit it from the back, humming up, call a play, huddle up. This, that, good love, in the bedroom. Fuck you want the Prada, fuck a face like Lady Gaga. Ride it like a Mazda, zoom, zoom, zoom. I'm all, I'm really all in love. Your flaws and sin, your scars are really gorgeous. Ain't that a weird way to give compliments? I'm all, I'm really all in. I fell in love, but I have flaws and sin. Your scars are really gorgeous. I see light in all the darkness. Whoa, attaboy, I can turn
playing tiptoe. Alright, that was Flaws and Sins by Juice WRLD, R.I.P. We have another song called Tiptoe by Chef G and Sleepy Hollow. So we're going to play that and then tell y'all a little bit about it.
Hold on. Tiptoe, pockets so fat like a hippo. I turn white to a widow. Bro just got blood on his new coat. Then hold on. I gave it cause she love it. I asked her what she wants, she said nothing. Broken bag on her back cause she frontin'. Broken bag in her back cause she cap a lot. I do drugs, I trap a lot. Bad ass, she laugh a lot. She be in the club, shake ass a lot. Don't send her addy cause we got the drop. Came from the bottom, now we at the top. Whoa, what? I put my thumb in the I just been running in the dark, but I'm like a stitch in the cut. Yeah, bro got a pound in the runch, and we smoking, not bagging it up. Yeah, whoa, she stepped in the room with no clothes, told her lean back, Fat Joe. My body different, I could take it so. Only two ways this could go. You know, I like fast cars, nice clothes. Oh no, my heart so cold. Don't love me, let me go. Hold on, step up, jump in that water, get wet up. I like her best friend better. Might let her tell my Beretta. I don't bet you much, turd, Stevie never let up. I'm too hot, dog, better catch up. Hold on, hold on. I'm too hot, dog, better catch up. Pull up, pop out. Dog, I'm out, you get knocked out. Ride through the block with the top down. I'ma clean them up, I brought the mop out. Hey, wait. Say they love me, but I'm trying to see how. Free my gang, got them up in the dog pound. Ran it up, ain't no putting my dogs down.
Hold on. Ran it up, ain't no putting my dogs down. Hold on, hey, ran it up and I'm putting my dogs down.
They know I'm too fat to tiptoe. Doc can help you to rest, ain't no pillow. Make me search for your house, this ain't Zillow. Bullet sick from the Smith, ain't no willow. Hold on, wait, did they just, what? They turn the beat off in this, spit that heat, see the steam off in this, stay with broom, not the cleaner type of sh- way. Cause I'm feeling myself like I'm about to beat off. No home on my Glock, got a and I walk with a limp like I'm deformed. So these niggas too bomb, that's a C4. Bring pressure to those who oppose on the verse. I got them big packs on me, nobody built. If you know me.
So. That was Tiptoe by, I'm on, right? You can hear me? Yeah. So, we have somebody who knows and can talk about the song Before Flaws and Sins by Juice WRLD, our guest Imani. So.
Yeah, so, yeah, I definitely love that song. That's one of my favorite songs by Juice WRLD. And, like, it's, like the way that he speaks, like, if you actually listen to the lyrics, like, I love it. So, and it's actually another song by him called Real S Word. Can't say that. But it, just dropped, yesterday, I think, or the day before yesterday, and it's so fire.
Keep going.
Yeah, so, music is so fire. If you just listen to his voice, all of his lyrics, people think that he's so sad, or all his music is sad.
Nah, for sure I could feel that, cause when I be listening to his song, all girls are the same. Lucid Dreams, all that was mad kind of depressing in a way.
Yeah, but you gotta listen to all of his songs in order.
Alright, so technical difficulties. Anyways, Juice WRLD, R.I.P.
His birthday was a couple days ago.
Yeah, right. it was on December 2nd, right?
December 2nd, Tuesday. Right.
I mean, Wednesday.
So, for now, before we go on break to the news, we have a quick song break. Corday Gifted featuring Roddy Ricch. We're going to let you guys hear that, and we'll be right back.
I was supposed to say that. But yeah, peace.
Wildlife. I told them that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a peace. See, I was 12 years with the Tommy fit, 15 cracking Bobby. I was 17 years on this earth when I popped the perk when my body itched. Need a pound of when I'm drawn it slow. I was down below where the Roddy Rich. We was slap boxing, no karate kid. So to see the difference with a lot of. And my grandma got a lot of kids. My witch farm, no mileage is. Hit 7th, 5th and got a product fit, but I still got a lot of wallet. This that I asked for. In my last year, I was mad poor. See my mama cry over homicide. Now she down the fly, she got a passport. And my brother locked for a back door. Got my grandmama new Jaguar. Big body whips like Shaq card. No credit check, straight cash card. No stress, I progress. That's most death like Black Star. In the future, in my Audemars. Stack paper, don't do no facade. I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on it. I met shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom, disappeared like wildlife. I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of your plate. They call me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a peace. Living out my dream, my life is different. If I want it, then I'ma get it. Living every day like it's Christmas. Cause I'm gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. And I know that I'm gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. Cause I'm gifted. I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on the. I met shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom, disappeared like wildlife. I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them that might eat up off of your plate. They call me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a peace.
Right now, we are getting ready to go to the news, so we will be back after that. Yeah.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson Mayor Kamal Johnson has signed into law a measure to regulate the use of short-term lodging in the city. Johnson approved the law following a brief public hearing Thursday, December 3rd. The Common Council unanimously approved the resolution on November 17th. Johnson said, and I quote, "This is an important step for our community. There are a lot of misconceptions about this law. Owner-occupied short-term rentals are still allowed, and this law also helps their businesses." The council has been crafting this law for over 2 years and passed it unanimously, end quote. Short-term rentals are now permitted by the city of Hudson if a resident of the city operates up to 3 units on the same parcel where the resident lives. A person who owns a residence in Hudson and lives there at least 50 days of the year may operate it as a short-term rental unit for a maximum of 60 days per calendar year. A building or unit that is not permitted to operate as a short-term rental but was entitled to do so before the law was adopted and was operating as a short-term rental prior to March 6th and paid a lodging tax for the period ending May 31st may continue to operate for a year from the law's effective date. The Zoning Board of Appeals will also have the option to give a short-term rental owner an extension to continue operating for up to 3 years after the law is enacted if certain conditions are met. Editor's note, Johnson is a WGXC on-air volunteer programmer, and you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Perry Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. Jack Mabb, director of the Columbia County Department of Health, said this week the county has been told to begin preparations for administering a COVID-19 vaccine under Tier 1 of the planned rollout. Tier 1 vaccine doses will be administered to healthcare workers and other essential personnel, among others. Mabb said senior citizens in nursing homes will receive their Tier 1 vaccine doses from CVS and Walgreens pharmacies. Nursing students from Columbia Green Community College have been enlisted in the effort. The vaccines likely to be distributed first are one made by Pfizer and BioNTech, and a different vaccine by Moderna. Most must be shipped and stored at extremely low temperatures. They lose their effectiveness after 3 days in conventional refrigeration. Both vaccines require two injections with 2 weeks in between. Mab said there has been a spike in new cases, which he and other public health officials believe is an indicator of a surge in the illness from travel and lack of precautions during the Thanksgiving holiday. And he said, as winter weather has begun to arrive, and I quote, people are getting sicker, end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Coimanstown Supervisor George McHugh recently met with representatives from the New York State Thruway Authority and Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office to discuss the possibility of adding a new restricted exit off the tollway leading to the industrial area in the hamlet. The proposal would reduce the amount of truck traffic traversing the town and village by giving trucks direct access to the thruway rather than driving local roads. McHugh told the town board at its November meeting, and I quote, state officials don't disagree. They actually agree with it. They also think it's a proactive approach, especially given what's going on down at the port and the industrial park with the offshore wind project, and that it's only going to get worse, end quote. Large industrial projects are completed at businesses at the Port of Coimans, such as a pair of large offshore wind projects, an 816-megawatt Empire wind project, and an 880-megawatt Sunrise wind project. The town and state are working together to compile the documentation needed requesting a new exit before an application is submitted through the Thruway Authority to the federal government. And you can read more about this story in the Ravenna News Herald. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grand. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Queen B, want no smoke with me. Okay. Been turning smoke, cocoa 800 degree. Whole team eight.
All right, you're listening to Savage and Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah, featuring Beyonce. So in this second half of the show, we're gonna be talking about. I know you guys saw the fight. Was it on Saturday or Sunday? Which one? It was on Sunday. So the fight on Sunday with Nate Robinson and Jake Paul, that kind of was trending for forever, literally.
So there that fight. We all know what the outcome was. We all know what the outcome was gonna be. I mean, for me, when I seen that, it wasn't me saying to Nate like stick to your own realm. Like it's always good to try new things, but. Yeah. When it's just the fact that Jake has had some experience and Nate has never had a professional fight in his life. And so it's a difference when you're on an NBA court and then you step into a boxing ring. It's two different worlds.
Oh, yeah, definitely different.
I mean, nah, because Nate Robinson, when you look at him, you think he's like really built and stuff. But yeah, you're right. Like when
no
you
cap. I'm not going to cap. When I seen Nate, I thought Nate was going to walk out with a dub. I'm not going to lie.
See, Nate Robinson is kind of like, oh. Especially with his athletic ability, but... Yeah, no defense that fight, basically. So.
Right.
Yeah, I thought like Jake Paul was only like Disney Channel and like YouTube, like pranks and stuff. Like I never thought of him as an actual boxer. Like I see him like boxing all the time, but like I don't think of him as like real life boxing, like real people, like real boxers right. Professionally.
I just feel like he ain't blocked whatsoever. He had no defense.
Oh yeah, well Nate, no. The thing was, I don't think Nate had enough time to prepare. Like, because the fight happened so soon. And you look at Jake Paul and how much experience he had with fighting. Like, he had a fight prior to that. But Nate Robinson just...
Yeah, it's...
He probably had a couple of street fights, but no actual...
See, like, it's different than when you're having a fight outside of the boxing ring because you don't have gloves on, and so you're kind of...
And there's regulations.
You know, there's regulations and there's rules. So when you see Nate, you know, coming out there swinging, I'm like, oh, okay. Nate, you might want to calm down a bit and kind of like, you know, maybe try and get yourself a stance. But what really killed me was the Snoop Dogg commentary. It's what really sent me. He was like, Nate's okay. He'll get up. He's from the hood. And it made me, it just, you know, that like seeing things like that just made me laugh really hard.
The fight that Snoop commentated that had me dying was the one with Mike Tyson and what's his
name? Tyson and Roy Jones.
Yo, man said, yo, I feel like two of my uncles outside the barbecue fighting, throwing hands. Yeah. These grown men fighting in the backyard.
Sorry, somebody just came here and interrupted us.
Yeah,
it's okay though. So the fight with Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. I think that was kind of messed up how they did at the end.
That was a good fight. For me, I feel like Mike Tyson won. You could clearly see Roy Jones stumbling.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie.
And
Roy
so
Jones,
he
was
came
grabbing. He was grabbing a lot.
Yeah, it seemed like because when you see how old Mike Tyson is now compared to when he last stepped in the ring.
Oh, my God. It's such a difference.
There's a difference in his momentum and, like, the way he hits. He still hits just as hard. Nah, and even in the post-interview, Roy Jones had addressed that the body shots were really getting into him. He was holding a lot.
I was scared for him because, like, you could see those rib shots, bro. Like,
yeah, I saw him stumbling. I was like, oh, man, Roy Jones might get knocked out.
Bro, this dude about to break his rib. Like,
and a lot of people were fearful for him, like, very fearful.
Everybody knew that Mike Tyson was going to come in there swinging. Like, you know the physical power that Mike Tyson has? And Roy Jones Jr., I don't think he was prepared for that.
Right.
Like, he just...
Yo, y'all know Mike Tyson had his own show?
Oh, yeah. I think it was on Adult Swim. It was really funny, though.
It was mad funny.
It was on Adult Swim? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the cartoon. It was really funny.
Yeah, mad jokey.
It really, the parrot, oh, my God.
I was thinking mad because I had to wait till like 10 o'clock at night to watch it.
Right.
You know, you weren't supposed to be staring up at that time.
You
know, you had to go. Turn the volume mad low on TV.
Especially things like when I used to stay up to watch Family Guy. Horrible.
You know, you had to go to school.
Knew I had to go to school tomorrow, so I knew it was going to take a toll on my
body. Your parent ever walk in? Are you playing a game? You going to be mad bad?
Nah, yeah. I'm not even going to lie. One time, right? Like, y'all ever be having to use the bathroom? Right while y'all gaming, but you know you're not supposed to be up at like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
So when you go to pee, you like pee on the side of the toilet.
So you don't make noise.
Yeah. So you hit the side so it falls in the water.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
Nah, you can't tell me the most frightening thing as a kid is when your mom or dad turn on the light.
You're supposed to be asleep, and then they turn on the light. Yeah.
Not even gonna lie. Y'all ever got caught taking food out the kitchen?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I got a story for y'all. I got a story for y'all.
Used to go in the kitchen and get
bro,
the
like,
food.
It was, so, for me, it was the night before Thanksgiving, and I wasn't supposed to be in the kitchen.
Right.
But of course, where was I?
In the kitchen. Like, so my mom, she loved making cakes. I don't know why, but I would sneak downstairs. I figured the cake. I was like, bro, this is good. But I couldn't take a piece, so I would take like a spoon.
Or
would,
it would be like
I would
too
gloss
much
over
of a,
I would gloss over so it didn't look like it.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't know about that. That's not nasty. But I remember one time I walked in the kitchen, right? And I thought my aunt had left, right? I went in there and grabbed mad snacks, right? And was about to go back in my room. My aunt was in the hallway. She was still in the house. I thought she had left. And so I was walking back to my room, and she was walking to the kitchen, and we met up. I was like, oh, my God. She was like, boy, if you don't put them snacks back right now. I was like, oh, my God.
He's
like,
oh, yeah, you got bro. Caught. There was no recovering.
So, Imani, do you have a story?
Nah. Honestly, like, I literally just grew up with my cousins, and, like, we just been, like, living together, basically. But, like they're coming up from the city, and then us coming go to the city. Literally just, like, every weekend. It's just, like, that's literally how our whole life has been. Like, we just been living it through everything.
Another thing is, like, for me, like, when I was... I think I used to live, it was like a little bit like on Main Street. Some of y'all might not know where that is, but I used to live on Main Street by the pizza shop. And so we used to have this fridge in my house that used to have an alarm sign when it was open for too long.
Oh my God.
And so I'm up at night, I'm the only one up. And so I'm searching through myself. Now, I'm not even thinking about the alarm. And then all I hear is beep, 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 beep. I'm like, oh no, everybody's about to wake up. And my dad wakes up, he's about to come in the kitchen.
Yeah.
My mom wakes up, he's about to come in the kitchen. My sister. You know, like
who in
everyone.
The kitchen? Someone steal it?
Right. And I was like, oh no, please don't let it be this.
Guys, if y'all really think about it, being a boxer or like a wrestler, that's scary.
It's so much like so much pain that's on your body. Scary. Like when you really
like,
when
like
you really
imagine
think about that,
someone
yeah.
punching you over and over in your ribs or like
oh
in your face. God. Like or like imagine having to punch someone over and over, they get mad bloody. That's like you will
that's
be like a murderer.
Just
that
thinking just thinking about that would like that feel like that really could scar someone like mentally like
well,
that.
Well, I don't know cuz like if you really if you got that mindset
like, yeah, like, unless like you like fighting.
Right,
like,
right.
Like think about football, like when like you on the when you on the field and they be like get mad or use that anger.
Okay, yeah, like the aggression motivated towards
up.
Something to.
I could relate to that, right? Because in basketball season, I had like three fouls in the first quarter, right? So my coach had to sit me. And
time.
When I got back in the on the court, bro, you have no idea how mad I was.
Right.
Because I was out the game seeing my teammates scoring and stuff. I was tight.
Right.
I got in the game. We was losing by like 20. Mm-hmm. I dropped like 25 that game. And I had like zero in the first quarter. I swear. I was just mad.
It's definitely the worst thing in the world right. to be fouled out of a game.
Oh my yeah. god.
Especially when y'all are down like 2 points. Knowing you can bring the score up, that'd be the worst thing in the world. Like especially if it's like a bad foul. Like say yeah. you were taking a charge. Like
nah,
especially if they don't give you the charge.
Like, exactly, like they call the foul on you instead of the other person.
Y'all ever do that? Y'all ever do that in 2K when y'all be playing like a quick game or something? You got somebody with five fouls, and you go to take a charge, and they be like blocking foul. I be like, yo, really?
Like you just be trying to get them out. Like give me that last foul real quick.
And then I got.
I like when it's supposed to be a block and they don't give it to you.
Fat. I hate that. They like you press Y, go up for the block animation. They just posterize you. I'm like, bruh. I get a block.
And then they freeze you, and they freeze you when they crab it. Oh my god,
that'd be annoying. 2K being
crap.
Right. So back to the fighting. Like as in like the entire like fighting realm in general. So like for me, I feel like people will say like you know how like wrestling is like fake and it's scripted and stuff. Like these people actually like sit there and like they take these bumps. Like when they get hit with like chairs and stuff, ooh, and like ooh. They like jump off stuff. Like that stuff actually hurts them. Like people like they get seriously injured. Like wrestlers like in the wrong one. Like that hurts them.
Really,
like they grow up and they have like back
life.
Problems
like
and like
really
knee problems. Like that stuff
could
is like
imagine,
real.
Could you imagine starting from boxing, bro? Going to a whole different sport, and then when you get old, your body be hurting, bro.
Oh man, I
course,
can't
that's
imagine
that's gonna happen, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's my worst fear. Like, what if I can't be like not be able to move, like not be able to function?
Yeah,
people like, that do boxing, bro, they gotta have a high pain tolerance, bro.
Yeah,
my fault.
Nah, and people don't understand, like, sports are fun, like. I hate when kids don't play sports.
Bro, like, bro, what is you doing?
They be like Fortnite the best. Like, yo.
Like, no.
Go outside.
Like,
you
go play
a
sport,
basketball.
Bro. Like, find you something like basketball. Even if it's like tennis or bowling. Bowling
then,
is even active.
Right. So then when you try to get that one kid to play
bowling.
The sport, you try
what?
To get one kid to play
that's
the sport.
Indoor sport.
Hold on. You try to get one kid to play a sport. All you do is play sports. Like, bro.
All you do is play the game. Shut up.
Like, bro, right?
Like, at least you're getting active and, like, getting something to do, you know?
Thanks.
Literally, if you don't
in the house.
Play a
right.
sport in high school, like, it's over because you're not playing a sport in college and you're not playing a sport after
well, actually,
that.
You don't know that.
No, actually.
Because how are you going to get
you don't know that. Some people make the transition in exactly
this,
at college.
This female that I know from TikTok, right? She started basketball and she was in 10th grade as a sophomore. Okay. She started basketball and she went D1.
Come on.
Okay.
So it's not like it's impossible to go. To like be one of the best.
Yeah.
Starting late, you just gotta put the time and dedication in.
Now my question for y'all, would y'all ever do boxing?
No.
Nope.
I'm too scared
to hit my nose.
Put money on it. Like pads, everything. Mm-mm. Like
Mm-mm.
no?
Mm-mm.
It depends on who I'm boxing.
It depends on how much money.
Let's say you have a year. You have 1 year.
Okay.
To train.
A year of training.
Yes.
Okay.
To get your body.
How prepared are they?
Yeah, like, have they trained as much
like,
as I've trained?
Like, how many fights have they had?
Y'all both new to the boxing scene, bro.
Y'all both
got
okay.
it up to y'all belt. Okay. They're training.
It depends on how tall
they
is.
Yeah, I would
if
do it.
Mad,
have I at least had a match yet?
No, was it?
No. Y'all both new. Y'all both new to the set.
That's perfect, because I like when people are right at my level. Of course.
Now, the thing, but the only thing is, they're over your weight level.
No, I'm not fighting no heavyweight at the bantamweight.
No, not heavyweight.
I don't even think we'd be able to fight. Because if we're in two different weight classes.
No, because look, think Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson fought people that were above his weight level.
He was a heavyweight.
Well, he was.
Actually, he was a light heavyweight, and then he went to the heavyweight.
Well, because he put on those extra pounds throughout his boxing career.
Was still brawling though.
Yeah.
No, that, funny. Who y'all think is better? Like, who was the better in their prime? Muhammad Ali or Mike Tyson?
Ooh.
I wouldn't. Oh. See, because it's hard. They're two different fighters, but Muhammad Ali, I feel like when I see him, I feel like he was a bit more aggressive, like it was speed, than Mike Tyson was. Mike Tyson was pretty fast. Mike Tyson was fast.
Yo, I was playing. Matter of fact, when we talk about speed, I was playing Fight Night, right? And I was Muhammad Ali, bro. When I tell you, he's like, you know how you press like you weave and stuff,
yeah.
And like depending on your weight, yeah. You go slower and stuff,
yeah,
bro. He was doing like 10 weaves every like 2 seconds.
That's a 10.
I'm like, yo, this is cheating.
Yeah.
It was annoying. But nah. All right. So y'all know who George Foreman is?
Yeah.
All right. Him in his prime or Mike Tyson in his prime?
Mike Tyson.
Yeah, Mike Tyson.
I'm going to take Mike Tyson on that.
George Foreman, he hit very hard.
I feel like Mike Tyson just didn't care when he was younger, bro.
Of course he didn't.
Have you ever had a George Foreman grill?
Yeah, what? I have.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that? I've
had like two or three. Okay, so after boxing, I think because he started making like grills and stuff and like kitchen stuff. And so like,
You meant like teeth grills.
No, like cooking grills.
Oh,
and so like I was like, yeah, so that's it was pretty cool. I used it a couple times, made like a grilled cheese.
You know what's crazy? I never knew that George Foreman grills were named after a person.
You didn't?
I didn't know who George Foreman was.
You haven't seen the commercials?
Until just now.
I
have. Oh, okay. Okay, so yeah. Now you know. See, we all learn new things every day.
My question is, like, what did Mike Tyson actually do?
He like, beat people up because
he's bored? I mean, after he was done with boxing. Uh-oh. What did he do?
He did some like some business stuff. I seen a little bit of it, like the show, like the Cartoon Network and stuff. He made like a few appearances on like cartoons.
All right. I saw this story on TikTok one time, right? And it was a story about how something had happened to Mike. Oh yeah, Mike Tyson's daughter had got killed, right?
Ooh.
You know she died.
Yeah.
And they asked him what his first thought was at the time. He said his first thought was to just grab a gun and go crazy.
That's
what you said.
Nah, I'm not gonna cap. Whenever I just hear Mike Tyson's voice, bro, I'm like,
nah,
I just feel like craziness in him, bro.
Nah, I thought he'd be spitting a lot.
He seems like a really cool person though. If I was chilling with Mike Tyson, he just seems like he may seem like pretty scary at first, but he seems like a pretty cool person. And
bro,
he's coming out of Catskill. Shout out Catskill.
Nah, I feel like he's one of those type of people who will always bring up boxing, no matter what y'all talking about.
Even though he does
like
right?
cereal, y'all no, like cereal right? too. But only the boxing part of it. No, like,
yo, you know the cereal that's come that I'm on box cereal.
Yeah, facts.
Like, I feel like he
that's would, boxing O's like
yeah.
boxing.
Yeah, like I feel like he would seem like a pretty scary person. Like meeting him at first, but like once you really get to know him, like he seems like a pretty cool person. Like he seems pretty chill. And like the other thing is, why doesn't he ever acknowledge Catskill? He come from here.
Ooh.
He doesn't ever acknowledge us.
Forgot his roots? Question mark?
Nah. I don't think he has. They announced him from Catskill, I think. Yeah, he did. They did right? Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But besides that, it's actually almost time for our closeout. But we'll keep talking for a little bit. So, with the whole Jake Paul and Nate Robinson fight, my first few thoughts coming into this, I thought, you know, Nate may have trained a little bit, and I thought that Nate may have did his research before he gave the opportunity for Jake to box him. I don't know if he was ready, but I feel like the fact that he kind of approached Jake and kind of took the initiative kind of made it worse for him since he got knocked out. You know, when you talk and you can't back it up, you know, that makes you look bad on your half.
I'm not going to lie. I felt bad for him because, like, after I seen that, I was like, bro. And then I went on Instagram, bro, and I just see mad memes, bro. Like, they were dogging him. Jake Paul dogged him, bro. Like,
that's rude. I feel like that's not good sportsmanship.
No, actually, Jake Paul, he after the fight, mad people was questioning him, and he said he thinks he thought that Nate Robinson had did good, and he wanted to see any negativity on social media. No, he wanted to see all positivity.
But did you not see like the little skit he did on Nate?
Nah, I didn't see that.
It was like all his friends were on the ground, and like they had boxing gloves on, and then his friend came up to him, was like, "Yo, what happened?" I knocked them out like Nate.
The Nate Robinson challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, so people had made that a thing. That wasn't Jake's behalf. He wasn't the one that really initiated that challenge. Once people seen that he got knocked out, that's when right after the fight is when the memes started coming in. So I'm gonna let you guys speak on that.
Yeah, they were dogging him, bro.
I really feel like that's really messed up. Imagine being like, you just gotta like imagine like put yourself in his shoes, like. That's sad. Like, that's your whole career. That's what you're living off of. And people are clowning you.
Bro, like, on top of that, bro, you're going to get remembered as the person that got knocked out.
Exactly. Like, you got to think about the fact that people get knocked out in fights.
You can't just be like, oh, you got knocked out one time. You're bad. Like, you know how many people got knocked out?
You know how many internet trolls is going to gas that, bro? People in general is going to gas it, like.
Exactly. Free crap.
Nah, to be honest though,
but he gotta get knocked out for it.
Tyson probably,
knocked down three times.
Huh?
He got knocked down three times and kept getting back up.
Tony Robinson?
Yeah, first time it was in his head, got back up, and then Jake Paul knocked him out.
I mean, I respect the perseverance though.
No cap, but I mean, like, he was holding his head. I was like, bro, like, is he good?
And then he still wasn't blocky. He just came swinging. Bad.
Right? I feel like it was mostly out of anger though.
Of course, if like, somebody tagged me, not
right,
full.
Right, I'm gonna get tight. I'm gonna try to get me a hit in, but.
And also, you need a lot of confidence. Like, I gotta give him respect just because he stepped into the ring with like no experience. Like, you gotta have courage and confidence in order to do that. So I mean, you can't really dog him and say he's like a punk or anything.
Right,
he was willing to do it.
But I mean, like,
so win or lose, you gotta give him his respect.
But I mean, like, Jake Paul only had like one fight on his belt. And on top of that, the fight that he had was against Deji. And on top of that,
he beat Deji? Oh,
no. He didn't beat Deji. Deji's team made him quit. Deji was putting up a good straw. And Deji's team bailed him out. So then they said Jake Paul won it. And me personally says Deji.
They threw in the flag?
Yes, bro. And Deji was not even. Deji was gonna keep going, bro. His team pulled.
Wait, why they threw the flag? What happened? Like, was he like bloody and stuff?
No.
So what they pulled the
flag? They thought he couldn't win it.
I would have beat all of them up after the fight.
They thought he couldn't win it doing the flag, and then Jake Paul took the dub, quote unquote.
Jake Paul not even like that. All right, but so we're coming to the end of our time. Thank you for listening, and we have a few shout outs. Big thank you to Wave Farm and WGXC for making this radio program possible, and the Cascade and Hudson Youth Clubhouses and Mental Health Association of Columbia Green Counties for supporting this program. Catch us next week and every Friday at 6 p.m. on WGXC 90.7 FXM and WGXC.org. Also, if you are 12 to 18 and want to get involved in programming our radio show, join us for a radio workshop online or in person at the Catskill Youth Clubhouse every Friday at 4:30 p.m. Contact us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com, and we also welcome your feedback, questions, or ideas for our shows. Thank you, and we'll see you next Friday.
You feel me?
Also, we got to do shout-outs, actually. So, you know, let's do the shout-outs.
Did I not just do the shout-outs?
Oh, well, I have some, actually.
Okay.
Well, shout out to everyone on today. Me, I'm DJ Popcorn, Sound Engineering. The host.
DJ Ricky.
DJ Ricky.
DJ Shaw Money.
DJ Shaw Money.
Imani.
And also shout out to DJ Kansu and DJ Phoebs for helping us out through the entire experience behind the scenes. I want to say thank you to them. Thank you guys for listening. And we're going to close out with The Woo by Pop Smoke featuring 50 Cent and Roddy Ricch, and we'll see you guys next week.
Woo.
Woo.
She wanna woo. She wanna woo. She wanna woo. She wanna woo. jet fare. Versace hotel with Versace robe. Like it when you let down your hair with no clothes. And I say to myself, cause I never like these. Yeah. If she only like the guap red like these. Why would I waste my time on a shorty that don't got me on the front of a mind? Especially when you get designed and I want it down. And the building came with the wings like a number nine. Yeah, come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too. Come through, just us two. I like it cause you cut how I'm cut too. Hey, she wanna with the woo. Woo. She wanna with the woo. She wanna with the woo. She wanna with the woo. That's my kind of. She be saying some, like when you gon' fly me in private so I can land on that. She said tricks for kids, she don't fall for the tricks. She can't handle her own, she just wants some. Got that big Birkin bag worth 5-6 figures. You might be out your league, can you buy that? Buy that. I pull up on the top, going on the thorn, I'm the thorn. You can fuck around if you want, out in Bali. Big swing, big dress, big make a big mess. Before we done, she asked what we gon' do it next. Next, so what if the seats in the jet? She like all that gangsta. Top down, round and round with the blick. Who you with? Woo. She like all that gangsta. I said she like all that gangsta. She wanna with the woo. Let me take you to the candy shop, show you all I got. I put diamonds on your chain to match your diamond ring. I'm on a tune, woo, hate or the love, it's me and you. Let's turn her into something she love, woo. Then who gon' pull triggers? I was fine when I met you, then I you, then I left you. Cause you're full of same, and I don't got time to waste. She wanna with the wolves. 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 Yeah. Hate or the love, it's me and you. Let's turn her into something she love, woo. Then who gon' pull triggers? I was fine when I met you. Then I you, then I left you. Cause you're full of same. And I don't got time to waste. She wanna with the woo.